So that's what I had in my head, Canon. What do you mean you don't know what that is? What? Oh. From approximately coast to coast, but not in chronological order, this is the Incomparable Radio Theater, brought to you by Mail Route.
Centurion?
Was that the last of them?
Oh, Dot, it's never the last. They'll be back. But I think we're safe for now.
I should hope so.
What's that?
And now another adventure across time and space from the cosmic files of Nikola Tesla. These are the Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla. Tonight's episode, Schrodinger's Dot.
Princeton, Princeton, shining jewel on the banks of Carnegie. Princeton, Princeton, that's where you will earn an undergrad degree. Princeton, Princeton, we're all for thee, legends passing into lore. Princeton, Princeton, we adore thee. Hear the mighty tigers roar. Hear the mighty tigers roar.
Oh, Erwin, what would your wife say?
Pa, I'm more concerned with my mistress.
Well, in that case, I say it's fine.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean you. You're my little bit of strudel on the side.
Oh, silly boy.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, what?
Quick, Elsa, into the study.
Ahoy, hoy.
Nikola, is that you?
Erwin Schrödinger. Wait, what's today's date?
March 4th, 1934.
So, if it's 1934, this must be Princeton.
Very good. And what year is it for you?
Why, all of them, until I step out of the Tesla later.
You mean...
Yes.
A temporal superposition. Fabulous! I knew it would work!
And just like that, it's 1934.
You remember Milton?
Well, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Whoever are we, Nick?
Why, hello there, miss.
Down, boy. Princeton, 1934. And this is my good friend, Dr. Erwin Schrödinger.
Pleased to meet you, Doctor.
I'm feeling mutual.
The feeling is mutual, you mean?
Yes, what he just said, that, sure, whatever.
What are we doing here, Nick?
I thought we could use a rest after dealing with the mandroids on Primat 4. What better place than Princeton in the spring?
Mandroids? Is that what I think this is?
Worse, they're metallic killing machines. Part robot, part humanoid. All deadly.
Gott im Himmel!
Tell him the worst part.
It gets worse?
You mean the needles?
Of course I mean the needles.
They shoot these tiny barbed needles, so small you hardly feel them as anything more than a pinprick. They're mostly harmless unless they come in contact with organic matter.
Of course.
That's when they burrow in, like intelligent splinters. And when they come in contact with the blood, the transformation begins.
The transformation?
The metalloproteins in the blood react with these splinters, shifting the balance from organic to metallic, transforming one from human to mandroid. But enough about that. We're here to enjoy the spring.
Oh, look at you.
I'll get him.
It's fine, Dot. He won't harm anything in there. Milton's a good boy. On second thought.
On my way.
Tell me more about these intelligent splinters.
Oh, Milton, where are you? I've got it. Take this piece of string. Oh, Milton! Oh, drat that cat! Come back here! Get off the console!
What's that?
The cat stepped on one of the buttons on the helm.
Dot, I can't open the door.
Use your key.
Hold on, it's right... it must be in my jacket pocket.
Which is right here. Hold on. Whoa, Nick! What's going on? Why am I floating?
Oh boy, Milton must have activated the anti-gravity field. Bad kitty.
He's not bad, he's just a cat and he's doing cat stuff.
When did you put in a radio?
I'm not sure. Maybe I haven't yet, but we'll have at some point later ago.
Of course.
Ervin, what is your cat doing to my Tesla later?
I think the real lesson here is don't rely on buttons. Why not levers, switches? Why all the buttons, huh?
It seemed like a good idea at the time, because it wasn't built for a cat.
What is all the racket out here?
Nothing, Liebchen, just an experiment.
Oh, I was worried it was your wife.
Mistress?
Strudel.
Ervin.
You go back in there, we'll only be a few minutes.
What is that large box doing in here?
Don't worry about
it. It wasn't there before. How did you even get it through the door?
Elsa, please. It's science.
Dr. Schrodinger, I'm here for our appointment.
Oh, Helga!
Wife?
Mistress.
Yikes!
Oh, for crying out loud, cat.
Wait for me in the conservatory, Helga, dear.
Yeah, mein Schatzi.
How many rooms do you have here?
Plenty. It comes in handy for quantum entanglements.
And how many bits of strudel?
I've lost count. It's been a good spring.
Nick, what's going on out there?
Nothing, dear.
Hush, you.
Sorry, reflex.
What is going on in there?
Not much. Just floating around, trying to reach, well, anything.
Dot, are you anywhere near the door?
Nope.
The helm?
I'm not even close enough to anything to push off and swim towards the console. Or the doors. Or...
This is why I don't travel with cats.
Hang on.
What are these marks on the side of your box?
It's not the box, it's the Teslalator.
It's both.
Those aren't just marks. Those are gouges, like something with claws. Something with powerful claws.
Let me get a closer look.
Ervin, stop! Don't touch!
But I just want to...
Splinters! Intelligent splinters.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh? What does he mean, aha?
When we smashed through that Mandroid Centurion, its hand must have clawed at the side of the Teslalator.
Oh, because of course it did. Would you cut that out?
Let me see if I have my magnifying glass, which is in my jacket pocket.
Which is inside the box. Perhaps.
It is in there. Stop calling it a box.
I think I have one in the study.
Ah, meine Schmooze barken.
Patience is a virtue, Elsa, dear, please.
Did she just call you her little bear?
Here, take the glass. I'm going to go downstairs and clean house.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Hush, you.
What was that?
What's that?
I don't know.
He's on third.
What?
Never mind. Old joke. That maybe hasn't been written yet. This is fascinating. I do believe there are mandroid needles embedded in this gouge, and they appear to have survived the temporal vortex none the worse for wear.
And this is good news?
Science, Dot. A discovery is a discovery. We never know when that information might be useful.
Yes, yes. Now can we get back to getting me out of... Ouch!
Let me guess.
Gravity.
Ah, yes. It goes before a fall.
Where'd that cat get off to now?
Sounds like he's on the console again.
Oh, for Pete's... Wait, he's not there.
Then what triggered that... Oh!
Gravity? Nick? Nick? Are you okay out there?
What was that noise? Is everyone all right?
Nick? Nick!
The Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla will return after a word from our sponsors. Looking for the right beer for any occasion? Why not try the superior beer, Lohengrin?
Yeah, sehr gut.
That's right. Lohengrin beer, the only beer brewed to the exacting standards of the Reinheitsgebot of 1516. Go ahead, look it up. We'll wait. Oh, look, here comes the beer, Lohengrin beer. Das ist gut, ja?
Halt die Klappe und geben Sie mir noch ein Bier, ja?
And now try our Rogan beer, brewed with a blend of the finest German wheats and Norwegian ryes. If this beer is Rogan, it must be Lohengrin. Try the Rye of the Valkyries by Lohengrin today.
Sie reden zu viel.
Let it be right, let it be tonight, let it be Lohengrin.
Look, up in the clouds, it's the defenders of truth, justice, and the Canadians, eh? It's the Sky Mounties!
Good luck up north, boys! Hope you catch the Baffin Island bandits!
Now that the Sky Mounties are off to get their man...
Or woman, Pop. It could be a woman, you never know.
Yes, yes, fine, whatever. Let's talk about this airplane mechanic career of yours. You know, that's no job for a young lady.
I'm no lady, Pop. I'm a buzz girl.
What? A what?
Hey, good day. Just here with the mail delivery, don't you know? Where are the boys?
Off to solve the case of the Baffin Island bandit.
Oh, sure, that's a baffler.
Hey, Mackenzie, how's it going now that you've got the mail route?
What are you talking about? This has always been his route.
Jeez, Pop, get with the times. Mail route is a service.
The post is certainly a service, Penny.
Hey, why no, Inspector Farthing? She's talking about mail route, eh? It's the trusted team in the field of messaging and email messaging. Imagine opening your mail and seeing only the legitimate messages you want and need to receive. MailRoute can make that happen, eh? It's easy to set up, reliable, trusted by large universities and corporations. Using them is simple and saves you money. It's beauty, eh? There's nothing to install, nothing to maintain. It just works.
What are you talking about? What is this email, anyway?
Hey, why do you think my bag is so light, eh? They filtered the mail before it even got here.
Whiz bang!
How? What do you mean?
Aw, jeez, Pop.
MailRoute supports LDAP and Active Directory, TLS, mailbagging, outbound relay, everything you'd want from the people handling your mail. Start a risk-free trial today, eh? You don't even need a credit card. Just sign up, change your MX records, and your mailbox and hardware are completely protected.
My hardware? What do my hammer and screwdriver have to do with anything?
Oh, Pop!
MailRoute. For a world without spam, viruses, or bounced emails, visit mailroute.net/snell and receive 10% off for the lifetime of your account.
Look, Pop! It's the Bella Bobcat! I bet they caught the bandit.
Don't change the subject on me, young lady.
Got a buzz, Pop!
What does that even mean? Down, boy! Down!
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman for Lex Friedman's Voice. Do you have a product or service you're trying to sell that could use an aura of confidence, authority, even desirability? Then maybe you should consider Lex Friedman's Voice. That's right. These assured dulcet tones could be selling your product right here, right now. Goodness knows I've been using it for years, and now I'm ready to pass the savings on to you. Please note, if Lex Friedman's voice persists for 4 hours or more, congratulations, you lucky duck. You might just be me, Lex Friedman. So remember, Lex Friedman's voice. Ask for it by name. Specifically my name, Lex Friedman.
Hello. Professor, but you can't go in there.
Nonsense. He won't mind. He asked me to retrieve his notes.
Dr. Einstein left very clear instructions that no one was to go
in. Do you know who I am, miss?
A professor who wants to get into Dr. Einstein's...
Dr. Eli Cummings, the chair of physics at this august institution. And if you wish to continue being a secretary for SAME, I would suggest...
Excuse me, professor?
Doctor?
What's that thing behind you?
Thing? What thing?
On the floor... It looks like a metal hand, and it's giving you...
Yes, I can see that. Thank you. Ow! What the? It's getting away. Stop that hand!
Looks like it stopped for good now.
Yes, I see that. Thank you.
You okay, Doctor?
I'm fine. Whatever those were just pinpricks. Didn't even hurt. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, Helga, you're delightful, but I really must see what all the commotion was about.
But of course, meine kleine Schnecken.
Oh my goodness, Nicola!
What is this giant box doing in your library?
Science. Nicola, speak to me. Are you all right?
Erwin, Shotzi, who is this woman lying here?
You silly woman. Clearly she's with my friend here.
Dr. Schrodinger, is that you?
And who is that?
Nicola, what happened?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
You've got a nasty goose egg, dear. You must have hit your head on something, yes?
Oh, no.
What's that?
Something jolted the tessellator. Everything jumped and tilted. I wonder if that bumped Nick on the noggin.
Who's that?
Dot.
What's Dot?
No, who's Dot?
Tesla's Dot.
Yes.
No, Tesla's Tesla, Dot's Dot, and never the twain shall meet. Now, who's Tesla?
Who indeed?
Good grief.
Wait, I think I have met twain.
Mark?
Lionel?
Princeton the Spring, he said. And I have Nick's jacket now, but... There's no key, so I still can't get out.
Naturally.
Milton, get off the keyboard.
Oh my, Erwin.
This one seems to know who you are, Shotzi.
Of course she does. How would she get in my library without knowing who I was?
True.
Erwin, it was horrible. No, it was... Terrible!
What happened, Miss...
There was this explosion and all this thumping, so I came out of the study.
The study?
Hush.
There was that man lying on the floor. He was unconscious and there was... Oh, my stars and garters!
Go on.
It was a hand, just a hand, but all in metal, and it was walking around on its fingers like a cat.
Gott im Himmel! The mandroid hand.
It was circling that man's head until I screamed. Then it broke the window and scurried away.
If she's with him, how come she knows your name and not...
Helga, there are more important things to worry about right now.
This is a lovely cabinet you have here. Shame about these marks. You must
no,
have
no,
a
no,
large
don't touch.
Oh, yes. Splinters.
Something like that, yeah.
Erwin, I'm home.
Ach.
Maid?
Wife.
Seriously?
Elsa, study. Helga, wardrobe.
And you know her name. How convenient.
Helga, no, that's not the wardrobe, that's the box.
No, that's not a box.
Yes.
That's a cabinet.
No, it's a Tesla-lator.
What's that?
And here we go again.
Well, Milton, what do we do now? Fine, you do that.
Anna, dear.
What is this box doing here? And who is this man?
Deja vu, all over again. What was that? Because I'm looking right at you, cat, and you didn't move. What if it's a mouse? You ever think of that? Useless. Oh, my.
Dr. Schrödinger? Dr. Schrödinger?
The box is talking to you.
It's not a box. It's a science thing.
Of course.
That mandroid hand, didn't you say it had gone out the window?
No, I didn't say... Yes, that's right. It went out the window, yes.
Well, I think the left hand didn't know what the right was doing because the left hand's in here with us.
My goodness, what are you all talking about?
What in the world?
What was that?
Who are you?
Irvin, what is going on?
What indeed?
It spotted me. Oh, well, it's aiming at me.
I think we're going to find out what the right hand was up to, Dot.
Who's Dot?
Nikola Tesla. Which of you is Nikola Tesla?
Dr. Cummings, is that you?
It was, I think.
Milton, get out of the way!
Which of you is Nikola Tesla?
Why do you want to know, Eli?
There is no Eli, Dr. Cummings. There is only the Mandroid aggregate.
Are you a knight, sir? Your armor is quite something.
Dr. Schrödinger, what's going on out there?
Which of you is Nikola Tesla?
What does it matter?
Mandroid aggregate, Directive Alpha. Tesla must die.
Nick.
Which of you is Nikola Tesla?
Look out!
Is this the end of Nikola Tesla? Is Dot doomed to become a mandroid herself? And what of Schrödinger and his quantum entanglements? Stay tuned for the next exciting episode of the Two-Fisted Tales of Tesla!
Well then. I had no idea we were doing cliffhangers. Learn something new every... The incomparable radio theater stars Serenity Caldwell, Moises Chulyan, and Glenn Fleischman, and I'm your announcer, Philip Michaels. It was written by David J. Lohr, directed by Serenity Caldwell, produced and edited by Jason Snell, and featured music by Christopher Breen. What do you mean he hasn't written part 2?